Vikings Connected, everybody, and happy Halloween. We dressed up as our favorite Vikings.
You did. I didn't.
Nope. Ben just wore his favorite Sunday best. Make sure you stay connected with us. Show us your Halloween costumes. Give us your opinions on the games. You can use hashtag Vikings Connected on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Instagram.
And we always have great guests each and every week, and this week is no different. We have my good friend, Mr. Chris Hockey. You can hear him every morning on the ever-popular morning show, the Power Trip Show on KFAN 100.3. And also, you can see him sing live with the Chris Hockey Band all over the country, and then especially this Tuesday at the Taste of the Vikings down at the Depot. All right, Mr. Chris Hockey, thanks for being on the show with us this week, and I love your masquerade mask.
Thank you very much. You guys look spectacular. I'm just honored to be on. I watched you with Andrew Zimmern, and he's great, so I feel honored to be in such company.
Oh, yeah, he was fantastic.
He was.
And you're going to be just as good.
Yes.
I hope so. I hope so. It's a lot to live up to, but I got my best mask, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, so on Tuesday night, the Vikings are having the Taste of the Vikings, which is just a kind of an offshoot from the Taste of the NFL. And you and your band, the Chris Hockey Band, will be performing. What can you tell us about that night?
Well, I'm looking forward to it because my wife's obviously very heavily involved in all the things with the Taste of the NFL. So she filled me in quite a bit on the events of that night and who it helps. You know, any small way that I can come in and help raise money to feed people, I'll absolutely do it. The one thing that I'm okay at is singing and entertaining people. So I thought, there, how can I help it anyway? They asked me to bring the band in. I got a great band. It's a great event. There'll be all kinds of people like yourselves there, and a great opportunity to come in, eat some great food, have a great night with some people, mix with people you want to hang around with like yourselves, and hopefully hear some good music and raise some money.
Now, Chris, you're also part of the Vikings family as a producer for Vikings Radio Network, and you travel a lot with the team. So can you give us a little, for the fans out there that aren't traveling with the team, a little inside scoop on what it's like going on the road with them?
I can't believe that I get to do it. I legitimately can't. Ben, you know what I'm talking about when I say when you land in a new city and you're walking off the plane onto the tarmac to get on a bus to go to the team hotel. And I go back, I've been doing it for some time now, to doing that with Ben, to doing it with, I'll never forget being on the plane with Brett Favre on the first road trip with Brett Favre as the new quarterback. You get a different perspective on how bad it hurts to play in the NFL, both mentally and physically, and also how tight a group an actual team is. It really is something I can't believe I get to do.
So you also travel a lot as an entertainer and are touring with your band. How is that compared to the football side of things? Is there any sort of correlation, or is it two separate lives?
Well, let me look around and make sure there's nobody else in my kitchen here, because I'll tell you a secret. I'm the luckiest guy you're going to meet. I really am. I started singing in cover bands when I was 15 years old. My mom actually called a newspaper ad and said, "My son won't quit singing. Would you please let him come sing in your garage?" Essentially is what she did. And so that's what I did. And since then, I'm 43 years old now. Even when I went to broadcasting school for radio, as I traveled around the country and met my wife and kept on moving, I kept singing in bands. 6 years ago or so now, I joined this little band called Rocket Club. It was a group of guys that were just fantastic musicians. And suddenly we were a country band. And then suddenly we were on the Billboard country charts. And I'm looking around going, I wanted this when I was 23 years old, and it's happening when I'm 40 years old. There's something about getting on stage and playing your own music and having people react to that that is unbelievable.
Well, you told me, we had a conversation the other day, another very cool experience that you got this last weekend in New York City to add to your resume as entertainer. You got to narrate a Broadway play with some real famous actors. What was that like?
So, okay, let me set the scene for you. So I've been involved with this charity for more than 10 years now. It's called the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. It's this this terrible genetic disorder where children and adults develop tubers, not tumors, but non-cancerous tubers on their vital organs, whether it be their heart, their brain, their liver, their kidneys. It's one of those diseases where there's no good way to say this, and I apologize, but nobody famous has ever had it. So you don't know the disease, but it's very, very prevalent, right? So we always try to find different ways to raise awareness. For the 40th anniversary, they decided to have a real playwright write a real play, and it turned out awesome. So they said, well, this is great. Let's do it on Broadway. So people pull strings, and suddenly, here I find myself last Thursday night at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Times Square on Broadway in the basement of the Hudson Theater, a real honest-to-goodness Broadway theater. And I'm looking around. I have never been so nervous. I was literally shaking to the point where you could see my hand shaking. And I had to remind myself that I know how to read, because that's all I had to do was sit there and read the script, right? And so I had to talk myself down. Then showtime comes around at 8 o'clock and the curtain falls. And I was part of a production of a play on Broadway, raised great awareness, raised a bunch of money that night to fight tuberous sclerosis. And now it looks like we're going to travel around the country and do that in different cities like Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That is fantastic, man. Thank you. I applaud you and all your efforts philanthropically and with the Vikings, supporting them and your singing career as well. So thanks for joining us on our show today.
Thank you very much. And I'll see you next Tuesday night, right? And you'll wear those outfits, right?
Absolutely.
Every day.
Fantastic. I appreciate it very much.
See
Bye,
you, man.
Chris. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chris Hockey. It's always some good stuff from Chris. All right. Now, for my second nominee for the Golden Nacho, it's all about historical Vikings. We had Leif Erikson. And now we have...
Hagar the Horrible.
Hagar the Horrible.
He's so horrible.
He's so horrible. he's actually known more to eat more than he pillages.
Yes.
He is very popular, been longstanding, and actually one of my favorite Vikings.
Me too. And one of the nicest.
He is pretty nice.
I feel like it.
Yeah, because he's a cartoon.
That's right.
There's more on Vikings Connected as Cordero Patterson takes us on a Halloween costume shopping trip. Plus, I'll show you how we can make it two in a row.